Irish. That's the policy. Irish first, that's the policy just been adopted in the newly formed Super Council, Newry, Mourne and Down. Unionists are furious at the move to have Irish first, then English, on the council's logos, literature and vehicles. The SDLP say it will try and implement the policy of placing Irish above English in other areas too. Now, that could mean as many as four nationalist-led councils could have Irish as the dominant language. We'll speak to the DUP in a second or two. Sinn Féin councillor for the area, Barry O'Murray. Barra O'Murray is with us this morning.
Budget White, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. How's things?
Well, things are okay, but unions will be thinking to themselves, is English not the language of this country?
Well, both languages are protected, you know, and it's the policy of Newry, Mourne and Down District Council to promote both languages equally. And the way we see it as a party is that we were given a choice, all councils were given a choice. We were asked to think about it and to decide whether it would go Newry, Mourne and Down District Council on top or whether it would go Cuilleagh and Newry, Mourne, Angus and Down on top. So we sought advice. We sought advice from Pubble, the Irish language organisation in Belfast, and we looked at the European Charter for Regional and Minority Languages, and we found that the eye is naturally drawn to what comes first, either left or above.
This is a wind-up on unionists, isn't it?
No, it's definitely not. That's the last thing. It is. The Irish language is far too important for Irish language enthusiasts to be used as a wind-up. That's the first thing I would say. It was purely for linguistic reasons. If the English came first, nobody would take a second glance at the Irish. Whereas when the Irish comes first, you're inclined to look at it and then to look for the translation to its right.
But in promoting minority languages, Barra, I understand that a policy can be, look, because English is the dominant language, let's promote the minority languages first. That would be the theory behind this, right?
Right.
Right. But is Polish or Lithuanian actually not spoken a lot more than in your area, in this area we're talking about, Newry, Mourne and Down, than Irish?
Yeah, well,
so why not have Polish first?
Ah, there's a couple of issues there. There's a lot of foreign nationals living in the Newry, Mourne and Down area, and that's great. They're adding to the local economy and that, and they're all getting on fine. Polish or Lithuanian neither is protected under the Good Friday Agreement. There's no obligation on anybody to protect or promote the language.
It's a minority language.
As there is with the Irish language.
Where's Ulster Scots in all this?
Well, Ulster Scots, some of my colleagues, some of my unionist colleagues in the council have been trying to promote Ulster Scots, and that's fine, that's great. If they want to, you know, I've said on numerous occasions, if they want to promote Ulster Scots, that's great. That's a minority language too.
But if you're saying that the minority languages get promoted first because they need the leg up, they need the extra boost, then there would be fewer Ulster Scots speakers than Irish speakers. Therefore, Ulster Scots should be first, given your theory.
No, that's not. You're twisting that altogether.
Why am I twisting it?
Because I'm saying there's a significant proportion of our community and of the population in Newry, Mourne and Down who are Irish language speakers. I'm an Irish language teacher myself. I teach at a Gaelscoil in Cross Maglan, and I sit every day with 30 children in front of me. There's 110 children in the Gaelscoil. We have a duty to those children who have made a lifestyle choice to grow up with the Irish language, go home and use it with their family and raise families. You know, in many cases, through the Irish language, we have a duty to protect that and to provide for the Irish language.
Well, the DP's Nelson McCausland listening to this morning. I can imagine how you feel about this.
Well, in some ways, it's not unexpected because Newry and Mourne Council has already got a policy having the Irish language version above the English version in the council's name, and that has been their practice there for some years.
The old council, this is a newly formed super council.
And what they've done now is simply extend that to include Down area. But it is interesting that this comes the week after the Equality Committee, and I emphasise the name Equality Committee, in Newry and Mourne Council voted to retain the name Raymond McCreesh Park on a children's play park in Newry. And I think that event last week shows the nature of nationalism and republicanism, particularly in that area.
But the Irish language is protected, as Barra O'Murray has said this morning, within the Good Friday Agreement. So it is protected. So why shouldn't it come first?
Well, I think you made the point very clearly yourself, Stephen, earlier on when you were speaking to the Sinn Féin councillor, when you pointed out that English is the common language of everyone, really, in Northern Ireland, other than some people who have come into Northern Ireland from elsewhere who may not have English as a language as yet. But it is the language that everyone born here knows. It's the common language we all use, and language should really be about communication. And what we end up with is a situation where things become cluttered with so many languages. Because you don't just start down this road. You have one language, you add a second one, you add a third one, and you could go on and on. It's about communication. It should be about simple communication and ease of communication, and therefore it should be simply there in English.
David Nanalong. Morning, David.
Hello. Wait, I'll tell you something, Stephen. Whenever you come to Warren Point, Marion Warren Council just disappears. Our roads are atrocious. The bin men's atrocious. Everything's atrocious, and they want to talk about languages. Tell them they can put something from Star Trek on the signs if they get up off their backsides and do some work instead of arguing about a bloody language.
Morning, David. Hi. Gareth in Belfast. Morning, Gareth.
Hi. This is just a political football. I mean, there's 3 or 5% at the most of the population can speak Irish. And this is just point scoring or vote scoring or something. It's stupidity. It's just a wind up the other side.
Well, the SDLP MLA, Dominic Bradley, listening to this. Political football, get on with the services, stop squabbling over language. How far does this go, Dominic Bradley?
Well, could I say, first of all, Stephen, that we have operated this policy of bilingualism in the Newry and Mourne Council for 30 years.
It's not just bilingualism, it's Irish first as a policy we're asking about.
Yeah, well, as one of your previous speakers said there, you know, according to the European Charter for Regional and Minority Languages, the adoption of special measures in favour of regional language or minority language aimed at promoting equality between the users of these languages and the rest of the population, and which take due account of their specific conditions, is not considered to be an act of discrimination. And I don't think anyone in Newry and Mourne, where we have had Irish in a prominent position on the head of notepaper, on council vehicles and in buildings, has felt to be discriminated against.
Would you agree with that, Nelson McCausland?
And well as that,
in some areas, people paint curbstones to lay claim to a particular piece of territory. This is simply the way in which nationalist SDLP and Sinn Féin councillors in Newry and Mourne try to assert their domination, their control, by enforcing the preference for and preeminence of and prominence of Irish in their council area. It's as simple as that. It is, quite frankly, sectarian, it's political, and it's
what's sectarian?
Cause offense.
What is sectarian?
Well,
Stephen, hold on. What is sectarian? Nelson McCausland, what is sectarian? Hold on, Dominic. Nelson, what is sectarian?
I got one sentence out.
Hold on, Dominic. What is sectarian, Nelson?
I thought, Stephen, you would be aware of the term cultural sectarianism. It's a term that has been used quite often in the past, and I think this is culturally sectarianism.
The use of Irish language is culturally sectarian?
I have said it is culturally sectarian. It is an attempt to assert the dominance of a particular community, the nationalist Republican community. And it's good to have Dominic on. Perhaps when he's on, he can now explain to us why his party colleagues there in Newry and Mourne are voting last week to name a play park, or absented themselves when they had the opportunity to remove the name of a terrorist from a play park, having previously put it there. These are the sort of councillors we're dealing with. This is cultural sectarianism when you start naming play parks after terrorists and putting the Irish language above English to assert cultural dominance in an area. Yes, it is.
So an Irish first policy is culturally sectarian, but an English first policy, Nelson, isn't?
Because the language that everyone speaks in this country is English.
Well, I speak Irish.
It's the language of common communication.
And I've spoken Irish and English all my life. Nelson himself said there that this was about communication and it should be simple and straightforward. This is about providing speakers of Irish with the opportunities to communicate in Irish with their local council. And I can't see anything discriminatory against that. It doesn't prevent speakers of English using English, writing to the council in English, getting responses in English. And if that's good for speakers of English, why shouldn't speakers of Irish have the same rights? It's purely an equality issue. It doesn't mean that Irish is dominant over English or vice versa.
Bruno in Belfast wants to speak to Nelson McCausland.
Just back there, yes. Steve, not the point you made. First of all, I noticed that Dominic Bradley didn't take the opportunity to condemn his colleagues who absented themselves, his party colleagues, who absented themselves during the vote on Raymond McLeish Park. Maybe he'll take that opportunity now.
I can't remember you having condemned the Reverend William McRae for having spoken on the same platform as Billy Wright. So maybe you would do that.
Dominic, I have to stand and sit at events beside people I may not always agree with. That's not the issue. You're ducking the issue. You've run away from it. You're scared to face up to it. And I put the challenge to you again. Would you take the opportunity to condemn your councillors who stayed away last week?
When I hear you...
what about you? No, Dominic.
...spoken on the same platform as a terrorist.
Dominic, you're running away from the issue. You're running away from it. Because you're scared to face up to it.
Away from it, Nelson.
What is your view? What is your view on a play park being named after Raymond McCreish, Dominic Bradley?
My view is, in keeping with the view of the party, we do not agree with places, public spaces, being named after people who were involved in any type of paramilitary.
So why didn't you vote against it?
The reason I didn't vote against it, because I am not a councillor in Nuriamore.
Why didn't your councillors vote against it? Why did your councillors not vote against it?
They were not present. That's why they weren't.
What do you mean they were not present? Well, what, did they forget to turn up or did they deliberately not turn up? Were they getting a suntan? Were they on a sunbed? Were they eating a Chinese? Or did they just deliberately not turn up?
Well, I think that's an issue which our party leader is investigating at the moment, and I prefer to wait until his investigations are complete.
Well, quite frankly, that just simply doesn't stack up. It's an issue that's been running for at least 7 years, and it's taken 7 years for Alistair McDonald to sort it out. I think it shows the incompetence of the leadership in the SDLP that they're unable to deal with this after so many years.
I don't know.
And SDLP are still in a position where they have failed.
Nelson McCausland, can I just pick you up on something? And I don't know if it's me that's just noticed this over recent days, but I've noticed the DUP attacking the SDLP over recent days. I've noticed Sinn Féin attacking the SDLP over recent days, and I haven't really noticed the DUP taking on Sinn Féin over recent days. Is there a love-in now between the DUP and Sinn Féin, and is the SDLP now the collective target? Are you all sitting in the same house together? Are you and the Shinners kind of deciding how to target the SDLP? Nelson needs to be able to respond to that, but you look at the coverage over recent days.
Yes, Stephen, you've made your point there, but it's a base of a falsehood. The fact is that over the past number of days, I have been on the media on a number of occasions on issues condemning Sinn Féin, particularly, in fact, in relation to Carl McKillen's proposal for an Irish Language Act. I also criticised some of the aspects of their Irish language strategy. So, yes, I've been on both occasions on that issue and unashamedly attacking them.
Bruno wants to speak to you, Nelson. Morning, Bruno.
Good morning. Good morning, Stephen.
Say good morning to Nelson.
I'd like to ask Nelson, he's saying it's sectarian culturalism.
I said it was cultural sectarianism.
It's sectarianism, culturalism.
Culturally sectarian. Culturally sectarian, Bruno. Let's make your point. What's your point?
Right. My point is, if it was sectarian, whatever he called it, right, then how come... Lord, first of all, whenever he was doing the Ulster Scots and he went to Dublin and he didn't want to get a taxi in case his kilt bought, his kilt...
Hold on a minute, we can't start getting into Lord Laird and all this kind of stuff.
No, he went and got a taxi using taxpayers' money to go to Dublin.
Well, I think that if the lady has a point to make better, they get...
What is the point, Bruna? Tell us what the point is.
I haven't finished my point. So
well, let's get to the point, Bruna.
I'll let you talk.
Well, tell us what the point is, please.
My point is, do you see whenever you're attacking the Irish, you're attacking my son and his friends and my cultural identity. That is my culture. I'm entitled to use my Irish language. As regards the BBC, which I have a bee in my bonnet for, they're asking me for a TV licence. BBC Alba is in Scotland, and that's full Scots Gaelic. SC4 Wales is in Welsh. All programmes. BBC Northern Ireland does not have Irish at all on its programme.
Well, that's not true.
The health blog.
Well, that's simply not true.
Certain programmes.
Right, so...
certain programmes.
So your statement is not true that BBC Northern Ireland does not have Irish at all. You've just named some of the programmes, so
yes,
it's factually untrue.
Yes, I've named some of the programmes. But at the end of the day, we're still not getting the full Irish language. Why are we being mistreated daily by BBC?
So you want a full Irish channel?
I want a full Irish channel. Why is it that because now we have Stormont, why can we not? That's what they said to me whenever I went to court one time about my TV licence. And I said to him, why are we not getting it? And he says, because you haven't got your own parliament. That's exactly what they said to me, ban that TV licence.
Bruna, thank you. Nelson, can I just... There was another point you made this morning where you talked about painting curbstones. On this whole issue of culturally sectarian, is painting curbstones culturally sectarian?
Well, it's a way in which people mark their event. I was simply drawing a comparison between parties in Urian Warren Council, which is the issue before us today, and it's a similar way of marking out a territory. It's a different way of doing it. Now, I'm simply saying as regards to the Irish language.
Yeah, but if putting Irish first on a sign is culturally sectarian, is painting curbstones to mark territory culturally sectarian?
I personally don't like marking curbstones, colouring them any colour. I think if people want to show their identity, you put a flag out on your house. I was brought up in that tradition. We didn't paint the curbstones, but we always put a Union Jack on our house over the summer to indicate our loyalty to the Union and to the Crown.
Barrow Murray, is this being done... You know, I asked you the question earlier if this has been done to annoy unionists, and you said definitely not, because this is your language and you want to promote it and it's enshrined, it's protected within the Good Friday Agreement. How much does this cost, Barra?
The corporate branding issue, it's going to cost no matter what it is. It's either going to be in English and Irish, or it's going to be in Irish and English, so there's going to be no extra cost for, you know, which comes first. There's just a couple of things. Look, do you see in maybe some parts of the north, where curbstones are painted, which was referred to earlier, or where their flags are hung out there. Like, that doesn't happen in Urian Warren and Down. Like, you know, like, we don't need the marked territory. We don't need them. There's nothing offensive about school children learning Irish language.
Is putting Irish first not marking territory?
No, it's definitely not, Stephen, and that is not the intention of it. It's purely linguistic reasons, and that has to be understood.
And Barra, is this Sinn Féin's master plan for the whole of Northern Ireland?
No, listen.
Do you think this should be spread throughout all councils in Northern Ireland, Irish first?
No, listen, I would certainly love it. I would love this to be the case across all councils in the North, but I know that that's not feasible. I know that, well, I suspect that on councils where there's a unionist majority, the Irish language won't get the side of day. And look, that's just the way it is. And it's not, this isn't, Sinn Féin doesn't own the Irish language, Stephen. The SNP doesn't own the Irish language. It's the Irish speakers who canvass us and who phone us up and who send us emails and ask us to put their rights and their
issues
first.
But is it fair for me to deduce from this conversation today that where you have the clout on councils, any council, you're going to push this through?
Well, why not? Why not, Stephen? We believe we're in the right. You know, we believe that to put the Irish to the left, to put it that it's seen first, is going to enhance the language. We don't think we're doing anything wrong, so why would we change it?
Stephen, I think it's an interesting point there. The Sinn Féin member said that, the councillor said that he was a school teacher. I think that's come correct in that.
That's correct.
Hello?
Yeah, that's correct.
I recall a visit made by Conor Murphy of Sinn Féin to an Irish medium school to hand over to the children copies of a biography of Bobby Sands, the IRA hunger striker. Does the and I put this question not only to the Sinn Féin councillor, but also to Dominic Bradley. Does that not say something about cultural sectarianism and the Irish language? Well, look, in the Irish language, schools are being used to eulogise and glorify a terrorist.
Listen, Stephen, can I just answer that briefly?
Of course you can.
Depending on what background you come from and depending on what your narrative of history is, people are going to look on Bobby Sands and other people in two different lights. Bobby Sands, whether you're unionist or not, Bobby Sands was an Irish writer. Among other things, he was a political prisoner, he was everything else, but he wrote some of the best Irish poetry that the North produced in the last 30 years. So for Conor Murphy...
You should have got a Nobel Peace Prize, the way you're talking.
All right. So for Conor Murphy to present school children with books of Bobby Sands' poetry, I don't find that at all to be offensive. I see that to be assisting the children's love and appreciation of Irish poetry.
Dominic Bradley, he asked you a similar question.
Dominic.
Yes. Sorry, what was that, Stephen?
Well,
I thought you were you'd left me out of the conversation completely, but what was the question?
Well, you've heard Nelson's question. Nelson, you can ask it again to Dominic if you like.
I referred to Conor Murphy handing over to an Irish medium school in the Newry area copies of a biography in Irish of the IRA terrorist Bobby Sands. Is that not an example of the direction in which republicanism is going on, nationalism, I suppose,
well,
the Irish language,
that
when that happens?
In reference to that particular issue, I am not responsible for what Conor Murphy does.
No, but you can give us an opinion, Dominic.
I would not be in favour of handing over biographies of Bobby Sands to children in any schools. That's my own personal opinion.
Why not?
Because I think it's a case of promoting a particular political viewpoint.
Do you think Bobby Sands was a terrorist, Dominic?
I don't think that should be done through any school.
Do you?
Whether that school is an Irish medium school or an English medium school.
Nelson McCausland says Bobby Sands was a terrorist. Barra O'Murray says he was a political prisoner. What do you see Bobby Sands as, Dominic?
Well, I'm not sure of what Bobby Sands was convicted for. But I think he was a member of the IRA. I think that has been established.
Do you see him as a terrorist?
I see him as a member, a former member, a late member of a paramilitary organisation to which my party is fundamentally and was fundamentally opposed and condemned right throughout the course of the trouble.
Okay, here's Danny and Kyle.
Of course, the point then is that his party condemned the IRA so much that they actually named a play park after an IRA man.
Here's Danny and Carrickfergus. Morning, Danny.
Oh, Stephen.
Can I come back there, Stephen, in response to...
Well, very briefly, Dominic, very briefly.
Yeah. I've made clear what our party policy is, and our party leader has made it clear...
Your party didn't turn up at the vote on the play park.
But Nelson has...
Your party didn't turn up at the vote.
Not yet condemned the Reverend...
Your party, Dominic Bradley, did not turn up at the vote of the play park.
Platform.
Your party didn't turn up.
So what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander.
Danny and Carrickfergus. Morning, Danny.
Hello, Stephen. Stephen, I'm sitting here fuming at these Irish-speaking people that want to learn Irish. Can they not pay... As a loyalist, why should I pay my taxes for them to go to these people to learn this here? Can they not learn it in their schools? The Catholic schools?
What do you mean their schools? Their schools are your schools too. You're not going to start talking about a divided Northern Ireland, right? Their schools. We think they are a different race.
But they don't speak Irish. That's the only place they'll get it. I don't want my money to go to learn it. If I want to learn Italian or Spanish, I have to pay for it and get somebody to teach me it.
Barra O'Murray from Sinn Féin is going to tell you why Irish language is so important for us all.
Yeah.
Well, let him go.
I'm just going to repeat what I've said in the council. I would just encourage people to look upon the Irish language with a bit of mutual understanding and a bit of respect and just to calm themselves down and to realise that there's nothing to fear from the Irish language. That the Irish language is there. It's an intrinsic part.
It's not just there. It's coming first now on council-headed paper.
Yes,
it's coming first.
Yes.
Not just there. It's coming first.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, and as it should, under the European Charter for Regional Minority Languages, what comes first is given prominence.
And it's coming first. Logos, it's coming first.
And hopefully on dinaries and everything.
Are people, when people answer the telephone in council receptions, are they going to speak Irish first?
No, yes. They'll have a choice. They'll be given the choice, which is just and right.
Let me let Danny speak to you and then you can go, Barra.
Okay.
Yeah, right. When the Chinese come over here on holidays, the Italians come over, the French come over, the Americans come over, are they going to speak in Irish to them?
Sorry.
No, they're going to speak English. Because nobody will understand what they're saying. And they'll just sit, huddle around each other and speak Irish. It's a waste of time.
Is he finished?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. No, well, obviously, Danny's going to think that Irish language is a waste of time. Look, as an Irish speaker and as somebody who's raised his family with Irish, I would hope that they would have enough wherewithal and enough self-respect for themselves not to go up to somebody who's obviously Chinese and doesn't speak Irish and start speaking Irish. That would just be daft.
Well, who's going to speak it to?
To all the other Irish speakers that are the growing percentage of Irish speakers across the North.
And then you want to bring it into the government and all that, and then people have to be paid to translate it.
Exactly, right.
And unbelievable.
And it is my hope and desire that this will lead to employment, additional employment for Irish speakers.
And what about the health service and the schools? Are they not worth all this money that's getting pumped into this Irish language?
Yeah, well, I'm not our party spokesperson on health or anything else. You know, I'm just here to speak to the Irish.
But I will let you go because I know you've got to get back to class. You need to calm down, Danny and Carrickfergus. What's the threat to you? What's the threat to your language?
There's no threat, but my money's getting spent on it. My taxes are going towards this.
It's not just your money, it's everyone's money.
Yes, well, the lawyers population don't want their money put in the Irish language when it is no use to anybody except the Irish people.
So you don't want to embrace different cultures, you don't want to embrace different languages on this island?
Well, I'll pay for it if I want to learn it.
Nobody's forcing you to learn it. It's the ability of others to learn it. Maybe you should learn it. Maybe you'd like it.
No, I wouldn't like it because it's no use to me. Can I go over and get a job in Spain and some other country where his job's going and speak Irish? No, I want to learn the language of the country.
Danny, thank you.